Hello, this is the Marks Mailing Podcast. My name is Ajoa Sarah Bosman Uhish. I am a student from the Marks Podcast class, and today I am going to be talking about the topic inner voices. Now, you may be asking, what are inner voices? I know inner voices are like those little voices when you're going to steal something and they really don't want you to, those kind of voices. But inner voices are more than that. They are us, essentially, in the form of voices in our head that tell us what to do, tell us where to go. They're sort of companions in our life. But then there are these voices where people normally don't pay attention to, that just they voice out our insecurities. They are basically us. And most importantly, we have to listen to them, or if that is what I think. And today, I have very two special people here with me today. And I'm going to post them some couple of questions on the topic inner voices. I would first love these wonderful ladies to introduce themselves. Lovely.
Lovely. Yeah, it's me. I'm Lovely, and I'm here in Germany since 2019, and I doesn't really talk that much in Deutsch, but I still can understand and still processing learning German.
Thank you very much, lovely. And on to the next guest, Chucky.
Hello, my name is Chucky, and I'm 17 years, and I am in Germany for like almost 3 years, and like I'm also in 10 class like Ajua is.
Thank you very much. And before we get on to anything crazy, I would love to ask you, what did you eat this morning?
It's a normal. It's Asian,
What
so it's
is
there's
normal
rice.
Asian? Rice?
Yeah, probably there will be a rice.
Okay. Chuki?
Because of my mom, I always eat most of the time oatmeals and
Ooh,
two times in a week a toast.
that's
Yeah.
very interesting. And let's get on to the topic then. Do you have an inner voice? Let's start with that. Any of you, do you have an inner voice? Chucky?
Any voice?
Yeah, like there are inner voices like which always try to speak to me when I'm about to make decisions for some things, like when I'm unsure about some things, then sometimes I hear those small voices behind me.
Lovely.
I don't have any.
Oh, you have none? No inner voice?
No,
Okay, so this is going
it's
to be
normal.
interesting. This is going to be interesting because normally I would get people that say they have, and then the questions will be same. But since you don't have, the questions are going to be very, very interesting. Lovely. Let's start with Lovely. You said you don't have an inner
Okay.
voice. You don't have an inner voice. Could you explain? You hear absolutely nothing. Could you explain it to us?
I just have any to feel something, like just a normal way,
Oh.
not unlike Chucky.
So you don't need to hear a voice. You just need to feel something.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you consider that also an something as that, an inner voice telling you to do something, or do you have another name for that feeling?
Maybe no, like I just need to feel it compared to hear it.
Oh.
I'm not the sensitive one.
So you're saying that inner voice can come in a sense of feel instead of hear.
Yeah.
Wow. Chuki, is there anything you want to say to that, or are you in agreement?
Everyone is different, so I think it depends on people's too, like what they think about it.
Okay, very good. And how often would you say this feeling or inner voice influences you, Chucky?
For me, like most of the times, like daily also, because like I'm more on like like a silent person, and in the school I don't have much friends, so like I stay silent, so like sometimes like when I do nothing, so I just hear some voices behind me trying to talk, or like I just inside myself I just talk to myself or like daydream some things. So like I think it's normally basic things for me.
Oh wow. And Lovely, is this feeling normal? Is it basic or is it random?
It's random.
It's very random for you.
Yeah.
Wow.
You already know me that I'm a shy person. Like I'm not the one who talked to you first. You must talk to me first because I'm a shy one.
Yeah, okay. So then it's a feeling then.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And would you say that this inner voice or this feeling of yours, would you say it's more, does it have sort of a good influence in you or more of a bad influence, would you say?
I think like sometimes it had a good influence. It's like sometimes like the inner voices are like a guts to me.
Mm-hmm.
So like sometimes it may go right, sometimes it may not go right, because mm-hmm. like not everything can be solved, and like not every problem can be solved by just one decision. So I think like it depends on what kind of the situations I am,
mm-hmm.
and that's how sometimes I get influence.
Oh, interesting. And a fun question. When you or when the inner voice is communicating with both of you, would you say it has an accent? Sort of. Does it have a special accent, or does the feeling have a certain accent? How would you describe it? Because personally, my always comes in my mother language, that is Twi. I feel like when I'm very mad or taking decisions, my inner voice, in order for it to, you know, have more influence, it goes for the tree, you know, more, and then
yeah.
It just gets very funny sometimes. Would you say mm-hmm. that is how it is, or it just says what it says in a way, or does it have a special way of communicating with you?
For me, like, I know it's kind of funny because, like, now I'm in Germany here, and I speak like almost 5 languages. So like sometimes my inner voice talks in my own language, then in another language, then in English. Like it just like comes randomly. Like the languages are so random, like, but it doesn't have accent. Like like, you know, like the strong accent which talks. Like it's just like what I feel like. Like, but I think like for me, mostly I have talked in English. But when I was in Nepal back then, it was always in Nepali. I wasn't talking, my inner voice didn't talk in English. But since I've been here, so it talks more English.
Lovely. Would you say the feeling has a way of, you know, since the
feeling? Yeah, of course, we do have a different personality, right? It depends also to people, how they communicate, how they can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you would say that the feeling, when the feeling wants to you to feel something, how does it make you know this is, or how do you understand the feeling wants you to do something since it doesn't speak to you?
When we both same have feelings, like mutual feelings.
Oh, wow. So mutual feelings between both of you.
Yeah.
All right. And who would you say is the biggest influence on your inner voice?
What kind of, like, you mean the persons? Or like...
Yeah, exactly. Like, personally, I would start. Personally, I think my mom has the biggest influence on my inner voice because every single time I want to take a decision, most of my decisions are maybe what my mom said I should do, maybe what my mom said I should not do. And so when I want to take a decision that is contrary to that decision, my inner voice sort of says, no, mom said this, mom said that. So my mom has more influence on what my inner voice really tells me to do. And a lot of things, it can be religion, friends. What is the biggest influence on your inner voice? anything, starting with Chuki.
For me, it's my grandparents, as I've been living with them for like longer than I can remember. So, like, I think like I have seen them every day, and like I hear them talking every day. So like they could like advise me, scold me. So like I think they will.
Yeah, lovely.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Yeah, we'll repeat the question. I said, who or what has the most influence on your inner voice? It could be religion, it could be school, it could be friends, family. Who, what? Normally, when you're taking decisions with this feeling of yours, who has the biggest impact on the feeling?
Of course, it could be my mom. Mm.
Yeah.
And then the second one is my teacher.
Could you elaborate on that, or?
Because my teacher now is real kind of, you know, she helps me a lot.
Okay, that's interesting. So your feeling sort of...
Yeah, it's all about school.
Yeah, it's understandable then. All right, and in three, I have my very last question. And this is also going to be a very fun question. In three words, starting with lovely, what three words can you use to describe the feeling?
Of course, there will be emotional.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Selfless.
And what else?
Happiness.
Ooh. Chuki, three words to describe the word inner voice or anything?
Crazy.
Wow.
In like inner self.
Ooh. And
helpful.
Wow. Thank you so much to you two ladies for joining me on my podcast today. It has been an absolute pleasure to host both of you speaking on this very, very important topic that really occurs to us in our daily lives. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It was fun.
And for the listeners, thank you so much for listening. If you want to check out more podcasts like this, please head on to the link on Matt's podcast official Instagram bio, or you can head on to Spotify at Matt's podcast to listen to more podcasts. Click on them and be excited to inform yourself on new topics and new podcasts every day. My name is Ajoa, and peace out.